Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow.
Mighty keen sense of rhythm you got there, Andy.
Thanks. Hey, you want to play a game?
Depends what the game is.
All right, turn off the music. Here we go. Ready? Here's the game. What song am I playing? Come on, man.
It's a deaf person playing Wipeout.
No. Listen, you're not even trying. Okay. You give up? Oh, say, can you see by the dawn early? It's the national anthem, man.
I've never Jesus. Heard. I'm not familiar.
They play at ball games.
National anthem of what? The United States?
Yeah. Yeah. Watch the Olympics.
Yeah.
You'll learn a lot.
I thought that was God Bless America.
Oh, it is? Wait. They play God Bless America at the Olympics? Hey, guess who's going to the Olympics?
Your wife.
Yeah. What am I going to do? She'll be gone for 10 days.
Wow.
Do you have a woman I could meet
what
for
are,
10 days?
What are you going to do? How are you going to feed
there
yourself?
There are women. There are women in New Jersey. I'll be all right. Don't worry about me.
No, but how are you going to feed yourself?
There are women in New Jersey. I'll meet a woman. Short-term woman.
Does Beth know that?
No. Oh, Jesus. Wait, is this on?
Yeah, we're on the air.
Oh, Jesus. No, I'm going to miss her terribly. Well, she's at the Olympics.
Uh-huh. And what's she doing at the Olympics?
I don't know. She's.
She told me what she's doing. I'm just asking you.
She's sexually servicing the swim team.
That's not what she told me. She told me something completely different.
She loves her country. No, she's volunteering for the Olympics. She's going to be
for who exactly?
Well, for one of the
for the rifle
for
squad.
For one of the events.
For the rifle squad.
Yeah, for the rifle skeet shooting.
For the marksman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah. Those guys know how to fornicate.
Well, we'll find out.
Better than the swimmers.
I'll let you know. Beth will give us a full report. Hey,
I hope nothing bad happens at the Olympics.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
thank God my wife.
No, seriously.
Thank God my wife's with the rifle team.
Yeah, that's true. She's with the safest team.
Yeah, that's right. She's with the. I think the last. When you make a list of targets, that would be the last target.
Of course, when you think about the 1972 Munich Olympics.
Thank you, Ken. There you go. Thank you, Ken.
Those guys were bodybuilders and wrestlers.
You're like a human dark cloud. Thank you, Ken.
But they weren't armed. No, I'd rather be around the riflery team. Is she going to be with trap shooters or skeet shooters?
Shut up. Hey, listen, Scott wants us to thank some volunteers.
Yeah, thank today's volunteers for mailing out the swag.
You do this every day?
Every single day, yep.
There are three volunteers today. I'm going to thank two of them. Regina, and then there's a volunteer named Gold.
Okay.
I'm not thanking the third name on this list.
James. I'm going to thank James.
You got to put out if you want me to thank him.
I got to put out?
No, I'm just saying volunteers have to put out. If you want to be thanked on the air.
Oh, James did not sexually service you. That's
our rule here. We can't make the sign big enough. We can't make it bigger in the volunteer room.
Yeah, well, you don't pay any attention to signs or emails anyway. As a matter of fact.
I'm like Woody Guthrie. You know that there's a great verse in This Land Is Your Land?
Uh-huh. What is it?
As I was walking, I saw a sign there. And on one side, it said, no trespassing.
Yeah.
And on the other, it didn't say nothing. And that side was made for you and me. Isn't that a great little verse?
Wow.
I can see why Bob Dylan went out of his way to visit that guy on his deathbed.
That's not the best song about signs, though.
What is the best song about signs?
Signs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Signs. Everywhere. Is that from Hair?
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's from the Hair soundtrack.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it was by the Five Man Electrical Band.
But it's from the Hair soundtrack.
No, it's not.
Signs, everywhere, signs.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's from Hair.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people.
Wait a minute.
It's not from Hair. I'll bet you $100 it's not from Hair.
Wait, how about if I'm right, I don't have to come in next week?
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, and if you're wrong, you do have to come in next week.
No bet.
Well, no bet.
No bet.
Jesus.
How about this? If I'm wrong, I won't come in next week, but I'll feel very guilty about
no,
it.
No deal.
You're a tough customer.
Yeah.
No, that song is from Hair.
It's not from Hair.
Just like the Fifth Dimension sang songs from Hair.
Yeah, they had a lot of hits from Hair.
Yeah.
Aquarius.
That's right.
Yeah, Let the Sunshine In.
Yeah. Signs is from Hair.
No, it's not. It's not from Hair.
I get one show a week.
It sounds
this
like
this is my show.
It sounds like it's from Hair.
But why? How do you know it's not from Hair?
Because I know about that song.
Does it predate Hair?
No, it postdates Hair.
Shut up. Postdates Hair.
It does.
Here's my impression of Ken. Postdates Hair. That's my impression.
Hey, Morph wants to warn your wife, Beth, that Paris in the summer is really bad.
What do you mean it's really, really bad? Like really hot?
Really hot.
Yeah.
Sticky.
Yeah.
Terrorists wandering all over the streets.
Well, my wife will be going topless for a lot of the time, which should ward off, which should help with the heat problem and probably ward off the terrorists.
Okay. Well, at least she's going to be surrounded by armed men and women.
Yeah. Many of them gold medal winners.
Not many.
I guess not many. No, you're right.
Yeah, vast minority.
Yeah.
A real minority.
That's true. You can't give them away like door prizes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like our 7-second delay participation trophies.
Yeah.
So I sent out an email to the WFMU staff today, a really important one. Did you get it?
No, tell me about it. I'm sorry I missed it.
Oh, it's about how to use the defibrillator. I got the station a defibrillator.
And tell me where it is.
It's right down the hallway.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yep. Yeah, you spent money on that?
Yep.
Huh. So the station manager with the heart problem, with heart concerns, spent the station money on a defibrillator.
Yeah. So in case I keel over, you'll know what to do.
I'll call Michelle. We'll have a long conversation.
Well, she'll be gone by 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say, hey, Michelle, what do you think? Are you ready? Are you ready to fill his shoes?
And then also there's a Narcan nasal spray up on the third floor, above the kitchen sink.
In case of a clogged nose?
No, in case I OD. Or not me, anybody. I'm speaking,
But you have a plan for a succession for the station.
Oh, yeah.
It's written down somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is it written in the same little cabinet there as the defibrillator? So we can consult it.
No, you really should know how the defibrillator works. I know how it works.
Well,
if you keel over, I know what to do.
It's kind of self-explanatory, right?
Not really.
If you keel over, I'll just grab it. I'll go down the hall, grab it, come running back, and then just start nudging you with it. Just get up.
Nudging me?
Yeah, just kind of tapping you lightly with it. Get up. You're not fooling anybody. Ken, if you want attention, why don't you say interesting things? That'll be me.
There's scissors in there, so the first thing to do is cut my shirt off.
Will do. Hey, I'll tell you a true story. My wife and I, when we got our swimming pool, we took Red Cross lessons,
Okay.
And
how to save people from drowning.
How to save people from drowning.
Wow, what a nightmare it would be to be drowning and have you swimming towards them.
Wow.
Good Lord.
Did you know this, that before you resuscitate someone, you have to get their permission? If they're conscious and can talk, you have to get their permission?
Right.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Because if you don't have their permission and you try to do something to them and you screw up, they could sue you.
Right.
But if they give you permission, they give you the green light, then you're safe legally.
But if there's no witnesses, it's your word against theirs.
That's true.
Yeah.
But here's an interesting dilemma. Are you ready?
Yeah.
My wife and I took the course. Beth and I took the course.
Mm-hmm.
Beth got an A. She's smart. I got a C-. I barely passed.
Yeah.
So then So now I'm wondering, if there's an emergency, and I run up toward the victim,
right,
who's struggling and needs immediate assistance, and I tell them, I took this course. You announce that you took this course, and am I obligated to tell them I got a C minus?
You're ethically obligated, yeah, to tell them.
I passed.
Yeah,
but I barely passed. Am I obligated to tell them that?
I think you're ethically obligated to tell them that. But at least you didn't get a D minus.
Thank you, Ken.
I mean, you kind of passed with flying colors.
You know, by my standards.
You could have gotten a D plus. You could have gotten a D minus.
If you knew me in high school, you would agree. I passed that course with flying colors. Now we have.
Really? You did badly in high school?
Did I do badly in high school?
Yeah.
Is that your question?
Yeah.
Define badly. You know what? You don't have to define badly. The answer is yes.
Were you a C-minus student in high school?
I used to dream. I used to lay awake at night and dream about being a C-minus student. Oh, that would be wonderful.
Wow.
My mother and father would cry for joy.
Were you ever held back?
I had to go to summer school.
Wow, that's kind of like two summers?
Yeah.
They made you go to summer school?
Yeah. Not because I was stupid, just because I didn't go to class.
Yeah, because you kept cutting class to go to the movies.
Yeah, I went to Philly.
Yeah, you and Jackie Coogan.
Jackie Coogan, the child star?
Yeah. Well, he was a little rascal.
That's right, Ken. Okay, so thank you, Ken. You've given us a lot to think about. So we're at 201-209-9368. That's our number for our regular listeners.
Mm-hmm.
What's our number for our millionaires? We have a special millionaire hotline today. 201-209-0843.
That's only for millionaires.
That's right. And our topic tonight...
Do not call that number if you're not a millionaire.
Yeah. Our topic tonight is tell us about the kid you went to school with that ended up becoming famous. Right? We want to hear stories about celebrities before they were celebrities. That number again, 201-209-9368 for you regular listeners. But for you millionaires, we have a dedicated line, and you will get priority. You
no
will get
waiting.
VIP service. No waiting if this line rings. 201-209-0843. Our dedicated millionaire hotline. Now, what constitutes a millionaire to you, Ken?
Net asset value over $1 million.
So you add the real estate into that as well.
Yep.
Okay, 201-209-0843. Ken, wait till you talk to some millionaires. You'll never go back. You'll never want to do a show for regular people.
Yeah, you know a lot of millionaires.
They're fantastic. They make me laugh.
Probably most of your friends are millionaires.
You think you've met interesting people? You have not met interesting people. Millionaires are interesting people.
They are?
Yes. They couldn't. They're almost inherently, yes. Everyone I've ever met is interesting.
Every single millionaire.
Where do you see, Ken? I'll prove it to you. 201-209-0843. The topic is, tell us about the kid you went to school with that, lo and behold, years later, whoa, he's a millionaire.
Hey, thanks for calling the millionaire hotline.
Oh, hey, we have a millionaire on the phone.
You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good. We're doing great. No, the real question is, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm a millionaire.
Congratulations on that. Well played, by the way.
The net, I have about a million nets. That's what you were asking for?
No, no.
Oh, jeez.
No.
A million nets. The guy's a butterfly collector.
Yeah. Jeez. It answers the question, whatever happened to the call screeners Ken and Andy had? Okay.
You drove them all away.
I did.
Dan the Egyptian.
Why don't we call them all and get a reunion going?
Justine the Tattooed Lady.
201-209-9368. That's the Ordinary People, Ordinary Folk hotline.
Nick the Bard.
That's the Taxpayer hotline, the Civilian hotline. 201-209-9368. The Millionaire hotline again, 201-209-0843.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you're on the...
I am not a millionaire.
That's all right. Nothing wrong with that. Go ahead. What do you got to say?
Damn right, nothing wrong. I'm not even a 50,000-aire.
You're not even a 1,000-aire. But you went to school with someone who ended up becoming famous.
And who was that person, Sam the Appraiser?
I thought tonight's topic was where you like to go on vacation or something.
No.
Andy nixed that.
Oh, wait. Hold on, Sam. We got to let you go. There's a millionaire on the phone.
Bye, Sam.
Bye.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling the Millionaire Hotline. You're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
It doesn't matter who it is.
I'm down in Argentina, so sometimes it takes a second for the signal.
Oh, yeah, is this Honest Bernardo?
It is, yeah.
Hi, Honest Bernardo.
And Honest Bernardo, your net worth all in is north of $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's fantastic. It's wonderful to hear your voice. Yeah. Thank you for calling.
And Bernardo, how's the breakdown? You know, what's your wealth in?
We don't care. You don't have to answer him, Bernardo.
Oh, I kind of care.
No. Bernardo, you're a millionaire. You're north of $1 million, and that's all we care about. That's all we need to hear.
Okay, fine.
Now, Bernardo, have you gone to school with someone that went on to become sort of well-known?
Yeah, there's this kid in high school. He ended up starring in Sharknado. I'm sure you're familiar with
it. I have not seen Sharknado, but...
I've seen Sharknado 2.
What was his name?
It was like Grant or something?
Yes, Grant from... You know, millionaires don't have to supply last names to their famous...
Right. No, they don't. They don't.
The rules don't apply to these guys, Ken.
He was also in an Audi commercial, so I mean, he's really...
How did you know that he was in these commercials and in these movies? Was it just the grapevine, old friends of friends gave you a heads up?
I mean, it's all over. It's all over town. Everyone's talking about it down here, you know?
And did you watch the Sharknado movie just to see your friend?
Oh, yeah.
Now, Bernardo, you're living in Argentina now, am I right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Did you go down there for tax reasons? Being a millionaire.
I don't know if I should get into that.
No, get into it.
Well, I think he went down there to avoid taxes, Ken, to avoid any taxes.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
The long arm of the IRS, it cannot reach down to Argentina, Ken.
No, it cannot.
You're safe.
The Argentines have a more liberal view on, you know, taxes.
You know, you're safe with us. You're safe with us, buddy. Thank God nobody's listening to our show, right, Ken?
And you have that that new president with the big hair.
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, has that been good?
Yeah, I mean, who wants a bald president, right? You need a haired president.
Oh, he's got a lot of hair.
Would you say he's a friend to the millionaires?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
There you go. Absolutely. Well played.
Yeah.
We got to get one of them millionaire friends in office.
We do.
So this has been great. Ken, say goodbye. Thank you to the millionaire.
Honest Bernardo, thank you so much.
And congratulations on accumulating your fortune.
Oh, thank you very much.
And thanks for sharing your fabulous Sharknado story. Millionaires sure can tell stories, can't they, Ken?
Yeah, that was a great story.
Yeah, no, millionaires love to spin a good yarn.
I love the part about Grant and the Sharknado movie.
I love the part about the Audi commercial.
Yeah.
Millionaires are fascinating.
Thank you, Bernardo.
Thank you. So we're at 201-209-9368. If you went to school with someone who went on to become famous millionaires, please call our special hotline, 201-209-0843.
So did you go to school with anybody who became famous?
Not yet. They haven't become famous yet.
Are they going to?
Well, you don't know. Maybe they will. Yeah. Did you go to school with anyone that became famous?
Madonna.
What?
Yep.
There's a big singer named Madonna. Wait, Ken, I can't. I want you to finish the story, but we have a millionaire calling.
Okay. Hi, thanks for calling the Millionaire Hotline.
Thank you very, 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 very much.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Hero.
Hi, Hero.
No, wait, Hero's a kid.
Hero, are you a millionaire?
Oh, yes, I am.
No.
You don't sound like a millionaire.
Hero, that's a serious crime to be a fake, to claim to be a millionaire.
No, I'm not a fake millionaire.
You are. Okay, I can prove you're a fake millionaire.
How?
Hero, yes? What percentage of taxes do you pay every year?
Zero.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's a millionaire?
He's a millionaire. Congratulations.
So what assets is your wealth in, Hero?
I have a piggy bank.
Okay, that's good.
I think I have like over a million. It's opaque. So I can't count, and I don't keep track of what is in there. Skim money from my parents.
Yes, exactly.
I get gold and silver coins for my birthdays. My grandmother deposits bank account.
Hero, what time do your parents fall asleep? I mean, really asleep, where you can actually go into the purse and the wallet.
Nine.
Yeah, nine. Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, that's good. It's good to know.
So Hero is worth $1,100,000.
It's all in this opaque piggy bank.
Yeah.
Hero, thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
So we should Hero. We should have a dedicated number for fake millionaires, bogus millionaires. 201-209-9368. If you've been to school with someone who became famous. So tell me about Madonna.
Oh, yeah. Well, she went to the University of Michigan.
Are any millionaires calling?
No.
Okay, go on then. University of Michigan.
Yeah, and that's where I went.
Okay. And were you there at the same time as her?
Almost.
Uh-huh.
Almost.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Any millionaires calling?
Nope.
Okay, go ahead. Almost the same time.
She left the year before I got
did
there.
Did she drop out or did she complete her studies?
That I don't know.
201-209-9368 if you're a civilian, if you're a taxpayer. If you're struggling to make the ends meet.
But she made a movie about an egg at the University of Michigan, and you can still see that online. And there were a lot of clubs that I used to go to where people talked about, oh, yeah, Madonna was here last year.
Hate that story. Hate every part of it. Yeah. Hey, let's take the call.
Okay. They're not millionaires.
I know, okay. But we have to call anyway. We have to pretend to be interested.
Hi, you're on the air.
Go ahead.
Oh, no shit. You guys answered the phone. That's great.
Yeah. It's a call-in show.
We're listening to your show right now. This is cracking me the hell up.
All right. Go ahead. Even though you're not a millionaire, we'd like to hear your story. By the way, let me interrupt.
No. I'm a millionaire in my heart, man. That means more than money.
No, it doesn't.
And what's your name?
Still there? Please don't hang up.
I won't. You get one more chance.
My friend Chris here. He's like an avid listener.
And what's your name?
You guys. And I'm sitting out in front of his house with him. And
yeah,
he's amazing. He actually is a millionaire, dude.
Hold on. I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry to interrupt. Do we have a millionaire calling?
No.
Okay.
Millionaires can call. I'm sorry to interrupt. I have to interrupt for a second. Our millionaire hotline again. 201-209-0843.
Well, Andy, our caller without a name here went
to... No, I'm not without a name. I'm Valerie.
Oh, hi, Valerie.
And who did you go to school with?
Who did I go to school with?
I mean, you became famous.
Did you go to school with anybody who later starred in Sharknado, for example?
Is that the Millionaire Hotline, Ken?
No, it's not. No.
A millionaire?
Sorry, Valerie. That's Valerie's second curse.
Yeah.
I think it was
Valerie's first time talking in public with another adult.
Hey, I think we have a millionaire.
Oh, okay. Drop everything.
Hi. Hey, thanks for calling the Millionaire Hotline.
Best behavior, Ken. Don't let this one get away. Thank you very much for calling.
How are you doing?
We're doing great now that you called.
You sound like a millionaire.
He sure does, Ken.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, the silk velvety voice.
What's your name?
My name is Blake.
Blake, what a great millionaire name.
Yeah, it's a great millionaire name. Hey, Blake, how did you make your money? I guess I should ask, what did your stepfather do for a living?
I mostly worked in poultry distribution.
Uh-huh. Now, how did that lead to your fortune?
Well, Frank Perdue. Frank Perdue's a millionaire.
Well, this is not Frank Perdue calling.
Well, maybe. I wasn't as big as Frank Perdue, but I was... You know, I had a distribution. I was the head of this whole distribution throughout the London area where we would...
Did you hear that, Ken? The whole London area. You know how much chicken they eat,
London's
right, Ken?
Very large.
London loves their chicken.
London is gigantic.
Now, Blake, would you say you're worth... Oh, I'm just tingling even asking the question. Are you worth $2 million?
Pounds.
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 Not quite, almost.
Almost, yeah. Ken. Almost $2 million.
And it's all
pounds.
It's all from the suffering of innocent chickens.
Exactly.
That's the lovely part about it.
Exactly. That's what's so sweet about it.
So, Blake,
I know a celebrity.
Oh, great!
Did
you go to school with this celebrity?
Yeah.
Who did you go to school with?
A bloke by the name of Simon Gallup. Become the bassist for The Cure.
Hold on. Simon Gallup is the
bass player for The Cure, Andy.
That is...
He was for a while.
That's famous. And then what happened? They kicked him out of the band?
He blew his mind out in a car.
Wait, you mean the light changed and he didn't notice?
Well, it's hard to notice, you know, once you've done a thing like that.
Yeah, well, I know after... after
calling me. All right, you gentlemen have a lovely night.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Blake.
Thank you, Blake. I don't believe that he was really a millionaire.
It's hard to really be suspicious with that accent.
Yeah. I don't even know if that was a real accent.
I don't even know if chickens are eaten in England.
Yeah.
That might be a lie.
That could be a lie.
I don't even know if there's a band called The Cure.
No, that there is.
There is?
There is.
Oh, well then, okay, if that's part of it's true, maybe
although
it's
all
true.
I don't know if they ever
had... Is there a millionaire calling?
Nope. Yes!
Shut up, Ken. Just answer the phone. And best behavior. Thank you very much for calling our millionaire hotline, 201-209-0843. What is your name, Mr. Millionaire?
I am Chet.
Chet. And how did you make your money, Chet? Or how did your stepfather make his money? And I'm sorry that he passed.
I'm a newly minted millionaire.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. About 2006, on a whim from a friend, I bought a ton of shares of NVIDIA, and I just cashed in on it. And
Wait.
Way to go, Chet.
Wait, 2006, NVIDIA was a nascent?
About 50 cents a share.
50 cents a share. So wait, did your friend, you can tell us the truth now because no one's listening. Did your friend have some inside information? Did he work for NVIDIA?
No, it was just where he's a geek. He's a tech geek. He was talking about AI, which at the time was just like, who knew what AI was? And so I took an unbelievable leap of faith and I started buying a little more.
How many shares did you have?
I had about 1,000 I started off with, and at 50 cents a share, it wasn't too bad.
Oh my gosh. And where was I? Why didn't you call me, your friend Andy?
You know what? The next hot tip I got, it's all you. I'll be a double millionaire, and you'll be right next.
There's only
me.
Hot tip like that per lifetime.
What are those NVIDIA shares worth now?
Well, it just there was a split, and now I think it's the last time I looked, it's like one. I sold, but I think it's like at 125 to 130 right now.
And when did you realize this thing is on the launch pad? This thing is taking off. Because I know, because NVIDIA makes those chips for video games, right?
So then I went to like data centers and stuff like that. That's
right,
really
and then
started. It's weird. Like you always wonder if this is the top, and I could have very easily lost all my money if I had held on if it was a different stock. But I think luck had a huge part in it.
No, are you? Well, of course, yeah. Luck. That's what millionaires are best at, Ken. Luck.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, are you a married man?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, you can get married to anyone, any listener, really,
and
would
I'm
marry
sure,
you tomorrow.
I'm sure it'd be for my personality, not the new... No,
it would be the money. It would be your personality. Did you hear what he said? millionaires are funny. You don't need a personality, buddy. You're completely off the hook.
Chet, did you go to school with anybody who became famous?
Who cares? He's a millionaire.
Okay. Sorry.
That's true. No, I have nothing on that end. Sorry.
No! You don't need a story to call us, Chet. You call us anytime, my friend. He's a millionaire.
He's a 240 bagger. That's what they call him.
Fantastic. Those super chips, they power AI. Because that company was making chips for video games, their chips could handle large amounts of data really quickly.
I see.
And so when AI kicked in a couple of years ago, that's the company that could supply the chips.
Whoa. 10-to-1 split on those NVIDIA shares. Wow.
Yeah. But he didn't call us. He kept it to himself.
Damn, Chet.
You guys are my first call next time.
Like, can you imagine just Ken? You have an imagination.
Okay.
Imagine how generous Chet's going to be next marathon, next March.
I can't even.
Because listen to this, Ken. Let me tell you the facts.
Yeah.
He loves our show.
Okay.
Right? Am I right, Chet?
Yeah, absolutely.
You love the station, and he's up to his neck. He's got NVIDIA stocks coming out of his butt.
Yep.
Now that's going to be sweet in March. But don't try to soak me, buddy.
Oh, I'm not gonna. Yeah, I'm not gonna ask him for money. That would be incredibly gauche.
You mean if you?
I'll give you knowledge, and that's priceless. Priceless.
No.
I'll take it, Chet. Oh, don't take it.
No, knowledge.
Yeah.
No, take the money.
Okay.
Hold that for the money.
Yeah, take the money. I really
take the money. NVIDIA didn't tell you to take the knowledge, did they, Chet?
No, they wanted my money.
Exactly. Money, so. All right, hey, well played, buddy. Congratulations on your life.
Love your show, guys.
And I love you.
Wow,
Ken, when a millionaire is signing off, when you're hanging up with a millionaire, don't forget to say I love you. 201-209-9368 if you're just a civilian. We'll take those calls too, right? But if you're a millionaire, 201-209-0843.
Hey, you know what I just discovered, Andy?
Tell me.
I was at the University of Michigan at the same time as Madonna.
I don't care. Millionaire, 201-209-0843. That's our millionaire hotline. Who do we have, Ken? Do we have a millionaire?
We have a full phone bank.
I know, but are there any of the millionaires?
I don't think so.
Fine.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean if it's a full phone bank, it's hard to tell?
It's hard to tell.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, what we have to do is we have to quickly clear the decks.
So, all right, let's go. Here we go. Okay, good. That's easy done.
Hi, you're on the air. Do you know a celebrity?
Yeah. I think it's really funny that you mentioned Sharknado because I did briefly know one of the cast members of Sharknado.
And who is that?
Ian Ziering, and he was in West Orange.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Ian Ziering. I believe he lived in New Jersey.
Ian Ziering from West Orange, New Jersey.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He was in a low-budget horror movie.
Sharknado.
Right? That's it, Sharknado. Thanks for calling.
201-209. Hi, you're on the air.
9368.
Hi.
Who's this?
I love the show. I can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either.
Are you a millionaire?
Did you go to school with a celebrity?
Not a celebrity, and I am a millionaire.
Oh!
Thank you so much for calling.
In what currency?
In Japanese yen, for sure.
Oh, no. You have a million yen?
What does that translate to? What does that convert to in dollars?
Not.
I think it's like 150 yen is one American dollar.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you very much for calling. We're looking for real millionaires, and I'm sure you understand. 201-209-0843.
Hi, you're on the air. Did you go to school with a celebrity?
Are you a millionaire?
Yes, and depends on how you define it. And I was wondering if you wanted to change the whole concept of the show to have whenever the millionaires call in.
Yes.
Also ask if they're single and that you start setting up people with them.
Yes. Yes.
Like that guy Chet. Chet was single. He seemed nice,
exactly.
Didn't he? Didn't
he? Yeah. Then he said, well, whatever. We assume that.
Can we hook these callers up somehow?
No.
No? That's not a service you provide?
No can do.
Damn it. Come on, Ken.
You might want to stick around. On Thursday, there's a pimping hour, right? Isn't there, Ken, from 11 to 12?
11 to 12 a.m.
I thought that was your new side show.
It's my new side.
I don't think 11 to 12 a.m. Yeah, 11 a.m. to noon on Thursday is, no, that's not quite a pimping hour. Nope. Sorry.
No.
But anyway, did you go to school with a celebrity like I did?
Yeah, high school, college. Uh-huh. Which one do you want?
Either one.
And does it have to be in the same year?
No, but
no.
Biggest
celebrity.
It has to be in a version of Sharknado. Isn't that our rule, Ken?
Or snakes on a plane?
Or snakes on a plane?
You know who this is, Andy?
Who? What?
You know who this is?
Do you know who this is, Andy?
Is it my wife?
It's your wife, Beth.
Oh, hey, honey. No, I didn't recognize her.
No, of course not.
Okay, honey, I'll be home. I'll be home right after the show.
Beth, be careful over there at the Olympics. There's a lot of terrorists crawling around. Stay close to the rifle squad.
I will. Okay. Love you, honey. Bye.
Love you, darling.
Do you really know who that was?
No.
Oh, neither do I. And now we'll never know.
If I can get a slew of women to think they're my wife, I'll be in heaven.
Hi, you're on the air. Thanks for calling the Millionaire Hotline. Are you a millionaire?
No, I called the Civilian Hotline.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Well, did you go to school with anybody who became famous?
Yeah, I did.
And who was that?
His name was Max Schneider, and now he goes by Max.
Max Schneider, and how do we know him?
I don't know. He's in a boy, but he's a musician.
He was in one of the boys band. He's in one of the boy bands.
He's like a boy band. I think teen girls know him.
Is he like an NSYNC or BTS or something? Or
it's like he's just Max.
Just Max in one of the boy bands.
Max.
Wow, that's an amazing story. You heard it here, kids.
Okay.
201-209-9368. That's our civilian hotline, but our millionaire hotline
now open.
Which is now open, 201, millionaires only, 201-209-0843.
Hi, you're on the air.
Is there a millionaire calling?
No.
Okay, then let's take this call. Hey, you're on the air. What is it?
Yes. I didn't go to school with anyone famous, but one of my brothers went to school with Larry.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Hold that thought, sir. We have to put you on hold. There's a millionaire calling.
Hi, thanks for calling the Millionaire Hotline.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great now that you called, sir. Thank you very much for even considering taking the time to call us.
What's your name?
Wow, it's fantastic. Mr. Howell. I'm a millionaire.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's the guy from Gilligan's Island. That's the character. That was a joke call.
Yeah.
How much do...
It wasn't funny, though.
No. How much do call screeners get paid?
We don't pay them anything.
Oh, see, there you go.
Yeah.
There's the rub.
Yeah.
Got to get us some call screeners.
Yeah. Hey.
Hi, who's this?
It's Scott.
Hi, Scott.
He's not a millionaire.
I look like a million.
No, you don't.
I look like a million.
You don't sound or look like
Scott,
a million.
Scott, did you go to school with anybody who became famous?
They were famous when I was in school. Does that count?
Yes.
Sure.
Who was it?
Peppermint Patty.
Ay, ay, ay. If I'm not mistaken, Peppermint Patty was a famous lesbian from the Charlie Brown comic
character
strip.
From Peanuts. Yeah. Yeah. You think she was a lesbian?
Oh, everybody knows that. Yeah. She was the first out lesbian in a nationally syndicated comic strip.
But wasn't she a child?
Yeah, but she came out in the comic strip. First time.
That was Charles Schulz?
Yes. Yeah, remember
she said I have a crush on another girl?
Yeah. Remember her
song? Hold on, Ken. Is that a millionaire calling?
No. Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
Thanks for calling.
Hi,
thanks.
You're on the air.
Thanks so Hi. Much for calling.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, I'm Ivy.
Oh, okay. Millionaires don't talk in funny voices.
No, they don't have to.
Yeah.
We have to.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. Can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either. What's your name?
This is Pete.
Hi, Pete.
Yeah, Pete. Hi. I went to college with Ed Helms.
Wow.
Oh, Ed Helms.
There we go.
Who went on to star in the Office series, right?
In some yeah.
In the Office series and The Hangover.
The Hangover and are you, on the Daily Show.
Were you in his grade?
Yeah, I think we were the same year, maybe a year apart. We were in an acting class together.
Now, if you saw him on the street, if you were on the elevator together, would he say, hey, Pete? Would he know your name?
He might say, hey, you.
Exactly.
I don't
now,
know
have you watched feet. Have you watched movies or TV series that you would not have watched otherwise because your friend was in it?
Yeah, I guess so. Yes, here and there.
Wait, hold on. Hold that thought. Hold that thought.
I'm not like...
Hold that thought, sir.
Hold that thought because I think we might have a million.
Oh, we have a million. I'm sure you understand. Thanks for calling. This is the Millionaire Hotline. You're on the air.
Hey, you pulled the trigger on me too soon. It was the voice actor for Peppermint Patty. I'm telling the truth.
Wait, the voice actor? Was it a male or female?
I don't believe him. Oh, and Peppermint Patty's lover was named Marcy.
But wait. But Peppermint Patty was, they were making those cartoons in the 60s.
Right.
So any friend of yours that was over actress would be in her 80s.
I don't believe him.
I don't believe him either.
Yeah.
Okay. How's this going? This is very confusing. If you if you're not a millionaire, our number is the old standby number 201-209-9368. We have a special millionaire hotline just for millionaires. I just want to meet millionaires. 201-209-0843.
This is the millionaire hotline.
Oh, hello. Thank you for calling.
Peppermint Patty wasn't lesbian. Marcy was though.
I think he's mistaken.
Well, if you tell me like what sex they are and what sex they want to have sex with, I can tell you if they're a lesbian. I have
a
chart.
Peppermint Patty was a biological female.
Go ahead.
And Marcy was also a biological female.
Say no more. Hold on. I brought my chart with me. Wait, female. You're saying female to female.
Right.
Lesbian.
Yep. And they banged like there was no tomorrow.
Yeah. Lesbian. I don't remember. That might have been the cartoon that ended the Peanuts series.
Oh, it was? Not that one about Franklin and Pigpen?
Hey, you want to hear a true Peanuts story?
Yeah.
You know that Reverend Jones, the purple Kool-Aid, that killed 900
people? Jim Jones.
Jim Jones.
Yeah, big Peanuts fan.
No, not a big Peanuts fan. Oh. But you know the congressman that flew down there to,
Ryan.
To get his constituents out.
Yeah, Ryan.
Flew a private plane down there. Mm-hmm. You know what private plane he flew?
Charles Schulz's private plane?
Yeah, those constituents were from that.
Sebastopol. From the Sebastopol, California area.
Yeah, Schulz lived in that town.
He lived in Sebastopol.
That's right. And he provided, he was concerned about that cult. And I guess he provided that plane.
That's amazing.
That's a little piece. Wait, we have a millionaire.
Yes, we do. Hi, you're on the air.
Even the host has to stop talking when a millionaire calls.
Yay, I'm on the air again.
Yes, hi, Beth.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
I'm so grateful you finally dropped that phony Southern accent that you've been that you've been using for the last 24 years.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm glad you sobered
up. So I was on the same, what would you call unit or whatever, as Doug Liman.
Doug Liman.
Doug Liman, the director?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he became pretty famous. How come you didn't hook up with him?
I was not cool enough.
No, what were you thinking? You missed your opportunity. A chance like that will never come again, sweetheart.
And I heard he had stock in NVIDIA too.
Yeah.
Told me.
Andy, Doug Liman might be able to do something for your moribund career.
Well, he'd have to use your defibrillator. My career.
Oh, is he dead?
My career is in pretty bad shape.
Oh, okay. Well, then another reason why you should learn how to use the defibrillator.
You think it'll work on my career?
Yeah. It talks you through it. You just push the green button.
But then all you have to do is stick it in the right place.
What if it doesn't work? Then I'm stuck. You know all I'll have left?
Let's give it a try.
This stupid show.
Do you know who this is or no?
Yeah, it's Beth.
Okay, thanks.
I know it's Beth.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Beth.
Bye, honey.
Do you still not know who that was?
I have no idea.
Really? You have no idea?
No, I don't know.
Okay, interesting.
But I need more women to pretend to be my wife.
Okay.
And I need even more women to think they're my wife.
And you're also looking for a temporary wife while your real wife is at the Olympics.
10 days.
10 days.
What could go wrong? What's the worst that could happen? 10 days.
What do you have to offer?
Well, we'll eat out every night.
Where? The diner?
There's a Wendy's right up the street that delivers. Geez,
that's nothing.
10 days. You can eat Wendy's for 10 days.
You're supposed to entice them. This is nothing. Wendy's. I'll take you out to Wendy's every night.
I have a cool story about Charles Schulz I could tell you.
You already told me that.
Oh,
I have
right.
A cool story about Charles Schulz.
No one wants to hear it. 201-209-9368. That's our civilian line.
I trespassed on Charles Schulz's property.
Did you?
I did.
In California?
Yep. Sebastopol. That's how I knew he lived in Sebastopol.
Did you see his little guest house where he actually drew?
Yes, I did. I hung out with his daughter.
You should have married that girl.
I should have. There's pictures of me with her, yeah.
Did the girl you marry eventually, was she a billionaire? No.
No.
You went for the non-billionaire.
Non-millionaire.
Well, I'm sure. I think the Peanuts franchise is worth $1 billion, don't you?
What happened to Charles Schulz's plane? Was it destroyed when Congressman Ryan was killed?
Well, I know there was machine gun fire.
Yeah.
What a good question.
Yeah.
I never thought to ask that question.
Right.
Only a sick pup would even think to ask that question. What happened to the plane?
Why?
Could I make a bid on the plane?
It was Charles Schulz's plane.
It might have been called the Red Baron or something. It might have had
Yes, it might have been called the Red Baron because when I trespassed on his estate, every road had a Peanuts street name.
Yeah.
So it was like Peppermint Patty Way.
Yeah.
And Linus Boulevard.
Yeah, there's a lot of delightful little side notes about that Jim Jones story.
Yeah.
That's just one of them.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There were sad parts to the story, too.
But really?
Also, yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
No, I think there were. My opinion. I'm entitled to my opinion.
There were people who ran out into the bush and escaped who are still alive
Cowards.
To this day.
Cowards.
Survivors.
You know, this is just my opinion, and I know you might disagree.
Okay.
Reasonable people could disagree.
Uh-huh.
If you join a cult.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
If you pledge your allegiance to a cult.
Right.
Right.
Like the People's Temple.
You don't get to decide, I don't think I'm going to follow the leader today. I think I'm going to run into the bushes today. If you commit to the cult.
Yeah.
You do what the leader tells you. If you're not going to do that, then don't commit to the cult. Stay home.
I disagree.
What's the whole point of having a cult? How do you run a cult? Like, look, the station's a perfect example.
Yeah.
No one's going to disagree with you.
Yeah, but I don't.
They would drink the purple Kool-Aid.
No, they wouldn't.
Yes, they would.
No, they would not.
How do you know? Have you tried to entice them?
I've tried.
I'm glad I missed that staff meeting.
I've tried a few times.
The marathon came up short.
I tried that purple. Meeting.
Yeah.
I tried cherry. I tried orange Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
I tried lemonade. I tried Hawaiian punch.
Yeah.
Couldn't get people to drink a thing.
You probably tried to make them pay for their little paper cups. The paper cups are a dime. The Kool-Aid is free.
Yeah, well, the paper cups are expensive.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if you buy them in bulk, you'd actually be surprised.
That is something that Jim Jones, the night before, sent somebody out to the grocery store for paper cups and purple Kool-Aid.
Oh, no. He had 1,000 people living there.
He needed the paper cups.
In the middle of the jungle. They had cups. Come on.
You don't think he had to get cups that day?
No. I think he had plenty of cups.
Maybe the cups had little riddles on them.
Oh, yeah.
I hope they did, so at least it wasn't all painful.
Yeah, like little Scott bathroom cups.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the kids.
Little joke. Yeah, for the kids. Oh,
God. There were lots of kids.
I know there were. Look, this is too sad.
Yeah.
We can't go on.
Hi, you're on the air.
Can I go home?
Are you a millionaire?
I'm not a millionaire. Is this Shut Up Weirdo?
Yes, it is. And did you go to school with somebody famous?
Well, this is similar to yours, Kent, that I was at SUNY New Paltz in the late 90s, and there was a fellow named...
Billy Reed. Joel.
What?
Billy Joel. I'm trying to guess your celebrity.
No, late 90s.
Oh, late 90s,
late
yeah.
Late 90s.
Yeah.
Billy Joel's great-grandson.
We call him Billy Joel up here.
Okay, I'm sorry. I interrupted. Who did you go to school with?
Well...
Do we have a millionaire
call? I was at school at SUNY New Paltz when this guy Fabrizio dropped out of... he was a sculpture student. He dropped out of school to join his band, which ended up becoming the Strokes.
Oh, yeah. He was one of the Strokes.
That's not a real band.
Yeah.
Do you think they're millionaires?
No, Andy's never heard of the Strokes.
Do you think the guitarist for the Stroke is a millionaire? The drummer?
He married Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, he's a millionaire because the Strokes all came from money.
Wait, he married you. Well, if he married Drew Barrymore, he's a millionaire.
Yeah, there you go.
She has a big syndicated show. Is he still married to her?
I don't think so. I don't follow this stuff.
All right. Well, thank you, Paolo Fabrizio. Andy Folsom on the chat board says that they used Flavor Aid at Jonestown, not Kool-Aid. I wonder if that's where I went wrong. Flavor Aid, I never tried.
Oh, that's, you know, I actually missed that question. We have a Trivial Pursuit Jonestown edition.
Do you?
Yeah, 1,000 questions.
Uh-huh. And how do you do on that in China?
Not very well.
Yeah.
Not very well.
Leo Ryan, that was his name. Congressman Leo Ryan.
Dear God, what a sad story.
Hi, you're on the air.
What a bummer.
Hey, this is Beth.
See that dark cloud on the horizon? That's my co-host, Ken Friedman.
I'm actually a millionaire because I'm married to Andy. Isn't that right, honey?
Very well. The millionaire hotline is 201-209-0843.
Very well. Very well. That's all we could say. Very well.
Hi, you're on the air.
That's all the ammunition we have.
Someone famous, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, go to school with someone famous.
Okay, yeah. The guy I grew up with is now the touring bassist for Kansas.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Can I tell you that Madonna's favorite dance club when she was at the University of Michigan
was
the Blue Frog?
And was she famous while she was there?
No. No, she was not.
Did she drop out before she graduated?
She did, yeah. She dropped out in 1978.
How long did she attend the school?
I don't know, but I enrolled in 77.
You did overlap.
We did overlap. I didn't realize.
How was she in the sack?
I never had sex with her.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me check the list. I have the list of Madonna's college years. Hold on. Wait, did you have the same last name back then?
Yeah, Friedman. Yep.
Ralph Friedman?
No, Ken Friedman.
Mm-hmm. Skylar Friedman?
No, my name's Ken.
No, you're not on the list. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not on the list.
Okay, very good.
I've never been on the list. Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, let's try this again. So, Andy, you might know this.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Harrison here.
Hey, Harrison.
What a long hour. It's like Einstein was right. Time can stand still, and time can even go in reverse.
Yeah, I know. Time can go in reverse.
Yeah, I think we've proved that.
Yeah.
Because we started this show 4.5 hours ago.
Well, it's not gone in reverse. It's just gone very, very slowly.
Yeah.
Just stare at those second hands.
Yeah. How many
minutes? I'm not a millionaire.
How many minutes left?
You go to school with some celebrities, kids.
Oh, geez. Terrible noise.
How's our millionaire hotline doing, Ken?
Oh, millionaire hotline is 201-209-0843. Would you like me to answer it?
If there's a millionaire calling.
Hi, thanks for calling the millionaire hotline. Are you a millionaire?
No, I'm not. I have a very loserish phone call, though.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Andy, so I went to the same high school as Rodney Dangerfield.
Wow!
And Phil Rizzuto.
How old are you, sir?
I'm 58. This is Van from Carlstadt, but...
Oh, you mean you went to the high school? You mean they attended the school decades before you?
Correct. Now, I also was in the same movie theater as the worst human being on the planet that I despise the most of any human being.
Don't tell us who that is.
Billy Joel.
Did you ever go to Dangerfields?
The comedy club?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did.
You saw Rodney there?
I did see Rodney at Dangerfields.
Yeah, me too.
Where were you sitting?
I was sitting right up front.
Liar! There was nobody that looked remotely like you in front.
Maybe we were there on different nights.
Oh, I see. Oh, good point.
Yeah.
Good point, and I apologize.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling. 201-209-9368. That's our civilian hotline.
Well, no, I've just picked up the Madonna hotline.
Oh, the millionaire hotline?
No, the Madonna hotline.
There's a Madonna hotline
yep.
now?
Yep. Hi there. Are you Madonna?
No, I'm not Madonna, sadly, okay. But I am, like, in the millionaire hotline.
Okay.
Are you worth $1 million?
I think so. I think I'm worth more than $1 million.
Because
but I guess,
nice.
If we're, you know, debating, I'll take $1 million.
What percentage of that is in property, is in your house?
Sorry?
Is that because your house has increased in value?
It's for my personality, my looks, my house, and then everything else I've done to this point.
And you're worth $1 million or north of
$1 million. I believe so. But I also have people in my my field that are worth more than $1 million and are stars. So I've been told to call.
Well, thanks for calling. We're happy to have you on the air.
And did you go to school with a celebrity?
I did go to a school that a celebrity went to, but I'm more calling about my boss/supervisor who is not only a millionaire but also a celebrity. So I thought maybe it
would
be a joke.
Wait. Ken, did you hear this?
I did.
Okay, Ken, it's a twofer.
Yeah.
Ken, it's a win-win, which, by the way, is the best kind of win.
She's a millionaire.
The best kind of win
Her boss is an even bigger millionaire.
And a celebrity.
He's a celebrity.
This is the kind of we dream about these calls.
I hope so.
And now tell us more about your boss.
So my boss is a celebrity in the same way as Ken might be, where he got big because Netflix had his documentary on their platform and has since become not only he was born a millionaire, but then has become a sort of a like a relic, I guess, in the field.
Yeah, relic. Welcome to my world. A relic. He's become a relic. Yeah, we can hang out. We have so much in common. Talk about. So what is the documentary that was on Netflix about?
The Cousin Brucey documentary.
It's about, no. It's about D&D. It's about a man that, like, was out on a mission to make sculpted terrain a part of the norm. And he did that, and now he has a big company that works for him to make those sculpted pieces.
Is he Christo?
He's not Christo, no.
Okay, wait, I'm so confused. Your boss made a documentary about this artist.
Dun & Bradstreet.
Right? Your boss was born a millionaire. He was born well. He inherited
this
wealth.
So he was adopted to a very wealthy Italian family. Yeah. And this family, not only owned a ton of Brooklyn property, but also some Manhattan stuff.
You're
so
calling to brag about your boss.
And what is his name?
No, I went to the same high school as Cloris Leachman and that other guy from, Malcolm in the Middle. Like, I'm not...
But not you mean not years later, you were at the same high school.
I mean, absolutely. Listen to my voice.
Of
but
course.
You guys said you were dry and dead.
Yeah, but what is your boss's name? We need your boss's name.
I don't need the boss's name.
I need
it. I'm not impressed at all with this.
No,
I'm
need
so
it. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that's fine. I get it.
I
no,
love,
give us
I'm
his
sure
name.
I'm sure he's
give,
a good boss.
Us.
You're lucky to have that job. Anybody that works for a millionaire has their life together.
Tell us his name, last name first, and then first name last.
Oh, Pokorny first, name last, and then last name, first name last is
Why would you
Sean.
Ask that? Why would you make it a challenge like that? You made a simple question an IQ test.
Fabrizio Pecorni, is that
yeah.
what you're
an
saying?
IQ test, are you kidding me? Why don't you take one on the air?
Yeah, Andy, why don't you try it?
That would be.
It's not so easy.
I would love to see the results.
I would. That would be the most humiliating hour of my life. Even more humiliating than
oh,
this.
Oh, it's humiliating.
Oh, listen,
oh,
listen, wait, listen.
That is humiliating. I'm so sorry.
No, hold on. It's the sweetest hard. Sound in the universe. Listen to that.
Can you hear that, caller?
It's our theme song.
I can't hear anything, caller.
Wonderful.
Do you
it's
hear
wonderful.
Anything?
Our national ordeal is over.
Well, good luck with your millionaire hotline.
Well, thank you, friend of Cloris Leachman.
You know, strike rich, get some gold in the, you know, whatever them their hills.
Thank you,
there.
And congratulations on being employed by a millionaire documentarian.
You got that he was a documentarian?
Documentarian.
I didn't get that.
There's the word I couldn't think of.
No, I thought he was like a sausage maker.
No.
How did you get documentarian?
I was only half listening.
Okay, yeah.
So, Ken, we might have the week off next week. It's still being debated.
Oh, no. It depends on whether or not the song Signs was in the musical Hair. If it was...
I always thought it was.
If it was, then you get the week off. But it was not, then you have to come in next week.
Oh,
you have
God.
To drive in, even though it's the evening of July 3rd and traffic is going to be terrible.
Oh, God, no.
Because everybody's...
And no one will be listening. People have a life.
Oh, yeah.
No one's working.
Plenty of people will be listening.
Name them. Name three.
Ed and Art and Honest Bernardo.
Ed is dead.
Hero, Valerie.
Oh, Hero, yeah. Okay.
Chet. Scott. they'll all be listening. Hey, Honky Tonk Radio Girl is filling in for Weekly World Blues tonight.
Have a good show, Honky Tonk Radio Girl.
And then she's doing her own show at 8 o'clock. This is WFMU
East
Orange.
You're pulling double shift?
Yeah.
How come I've never been invited to pull a double shift?
You want to pull a double shift?
No! Jesus, no. That's not even funny.
Oh, my God. What a great idea.
Yeah.
You should pull a triple shift. You should do 7-second delay. Then you should do the blues show. And then you should do the country show.
I just pull out my playlist, my magic playlist, and hit play.
I know you would play Poco.
And then take a nap.
You would play Poco... and the Eagles during the country show. What would you play during the blues show?
Whatever comes up on random play.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Easy peasy.
This is also WMFU Mount Hope, back on the air at long last in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you, Jeremiah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jeremiah. And thanks to our millionaires.
Thanks to our millionaires. And, thanks to Cloris Leachman and Doug Liman and Ed Helms and Madonna.
Oh, yeah, celebrities.
Yeah, Simon Gallup, Grant from Sharknado. And stay tuned for Honky Tonk Radio Girl filling in for Matt Fivesh tonight.
How did you make a list? How did you remember?
I was making notes, yeah.
He says a singer.
welcome to the program. No, your clock is not wrong. It's me, Becky, the honky-tonk radio girl. Except I am honored to be here at 7 p.m., 7:06 to be precise, filling in for my radio neighbor, Matt Fiveash. A listener made a joke a few weeks ago, at least I think it was a joke, wanting to know why I couldn't do 2 hours for my show. The reason is I'm a little bit lazy, but it's the summer, and I do love playing blues records. I'm going to be doing weekly World Blues and Honky Tonk Radio Girl this week and the following 2 weeks, so we can spend our early summer together with this twofer. I will get to the records without further ado. We heard B.B. King, by the way. I love that record. Love, Honor, and Obey. That one on the Kent label. And now we're going to hear from Wynonie, quote, Mr. Blues Harris. And, you know, something that I am too, a big old country fool. You're listening to WFMU.
You're a big old country fool. To make her look real slick, she hugged me and she kissed me. She called me Daddy-O. So I bought that gal a Cadillac car. I ain't seen her no more.